There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I hope every single one of you will have broken every resolution that you've made. How about that? We clergy usually read before dinner a verse from Scripture and then something from a spiritual book. And right now we're reading from A Year's Thoughts by Father William Doyle. He was a famous, very famous retreat master, and he was a military chaplain as well, who died while giving extreme unction to soldiers during World War I. And I have to admit, when the seminarian began reading that quote above about resolutions, my eyes widened in surprise, and I wondered just where Father Doyle was going with this one. So I'll read you the entire quote. I hope every single one of you will have broken every resolution you made in the retreat before the end of the week, and if not then, at least in a fortnight. It will do you good and humble you, provided you get up and begin again, and do not flop down and lie there on the broad of your back, saying, it's no use, it's all over. Not a bit of it. It's not all over, it's only the beginning. So up with you and start again. Now it makes a little more sense. Well, from this quote, I got two things. The first is, no matter what, don't ever give up. Try and try again. And the second thing I got from it is that God is not wasteful. Remember the gospel we had a few weeks ago? A great crowd of men had followed him to listen to his words, and for 3 days they had nothing to eat as they followed him. Well, he set the men down, and there was a multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. And then our Lord went out and sent the little boy to go and gather the crumbs. You see, he's not wasteful. And he brings them back, and he makes another miracle and feeds them again. Nothing is wasted. He finds a way, our Lord does, to use everything. Even our own faults and our broken, dashed resolutions for some greater good. A broken resolution, for example, often does lead to greater humility, and we can all of us stand to grow a little bit in that virtue. Even seemingly insignificant events are used by God to bring about some immense good. Think back a few days to the Feast of St. Ignatius. He was just injured in a battle and bedridden, and he asked for certain books that he liked to read, and there were none of those books around. That's a really tiny, insignificant event, I mean, in the grand scheme of things. But if it were not for that little event planned by God, St. Ignatius would never have picked up the life of Christ and the life of the saints, and that is exactly what made him convert. Had that not happened, there never would have been a great St. Ignatius or the Jesuit order. Or take the life of St. Therese. It was a Christmas stocking and a cutting comment from her father that led to her conversion to a more sincere and virtuous life. Had that not happened that night, we never would have had a little flower. See how God uses these tiny things to help us. Nothing is wasted. Nothing insignificant in God's good creation. We sometimes miss the tree for the sake of the forest. You know that saying. Or let's make it smaller. We miss the leaf for the sake of the tree? And have you ever looked at each individual petal on a flower? How each one of them is beautiful, each tiny thing designed and given special attention to by Almighty God. And those are things that you and I would miss, but He paid attention. And so God wastes nothing in the matters of the soul. Even the smallest things count, as we know from the poem. Do you know this poem, Splinter from the Cross? I'll read it for the few of you that don't know this poem. Little headaches, little heartaches, little griefs of every day, little trials and vexations, how they throng around our way. One great cross, immense and heavy, so it seems to our weak will, might be borne with resignation, but these many small ones kill. Yet all life is formed of small things. Little leaves make up the trees. Many tiny drops of water blending make the mighty seas. Let us not then by impatience mar the beauty of the whole, but for love of Jesus bear all in the silence of our soul, asking Him for grace sufficient to sustain us through each loss and to treasure each small offering as a splinter from His cross. God is not wasteful, neither in creation nor in His providential planning of each single event in life. But we, failing to see with the eyes of faith God's hand in the little everyday happenings of life, we waste away opportunities of doing good to others, of glorifying God, and of meriting for heaven. St. Teresa of Avila, the big St. Teresa, as we call her, she used to get so discouraged in her convent because she thought religious life would have given her plenty of opportunity to offer great sacrifices, to do great good to God, for God. But she quickly learned that in the convent, there was only the daily routine. She at first had the attitude expressed in that poem, one great cross, immense and heavy, might be borne with resignation, but these many small ones kill. That is sometimes how it feels. Our days and our months and our years are filled with little things, little opportunities. Very seldom is there anything grand, an interruption to what we were doing, for new parents, a dirty diaper to change, or a spilled cup of juice to clean up, or the internet signal has just been lost momentarily, the annoying habits of a family member, all of them tiny, none of them grandiose, all of them planned by God as part of your sanctification to fashion you into the exact saint that He has called you to be. And He wastes nothing. He even gives a fresh grace to each new duty, to each passing moment that will help you to profit from all of these little things. But you and us, the rich man, Christ, has given us, the stewards, time in which we are to merit an eternal reward. And He gives us those tiniest opportunities that He wishes us to merit by. When He calls us to give, think of this, when He calls us to give an account of our stewardship at the end of our life, will He perhaps be able to accuse us of wasting His goods, that is, the time that He has given us? We are, as you know, supposed to strive and really strive to become saints one day. And oftentimes I was thinking of this. People don't become the saints that God wants them to be because, well, we spend our time waiting for that grand cross, that great sacrifice that we can offer to God. Well, it just never comes. When all God wants is for us to be faithful to the present moment, to be faithful in growing spiritually by whatever duty is at hand now. St. Francis de Sales says, "The acts of daily forbearance, the headache or toothache or heavy cold, the tiresome peculiarities of husband or wife, the broken glass, all these sufferings, small as they are, if accepted lovingly, are most pleasing to God's goodness." And so these things, more than anything else, will form us into the saint that God wishes us to be. So you see, the chance of becoming a saint is always right in front of us. Don't waste God's goods. If you are faithful to the duty, however small, of the present moment, whether it's bearing a cross, listening to a sermon, or helping a spouse, if you are faithful to that duty, there will be other graces attached to it, and you will have the opportunity to grow even more into a saint. Now, I don't want you to break your resolutions, but if you do, I want you to remember that God will not waste even that to do good for you, because God never wastes. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.